9.
I'd like to say hello and welcome to our show. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio, Amy, Wisconsin, 93.1 on the FM channel. Thanks to the longtime listeners for your support and encouragement. And to the new listeners, welcome. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is Eddie Schmidt. Folks, this is a stress-free radio show. Lots of crazy things going on out in the world, but not in here, Eddie. No siree.
You might think it's stress-free.
Our guest tonight is Colleen Ray. You heard me right. We have Colleen here with us tonight. She will share some music, live music.
Live.
And she'll share some of her background of her career and some lively stories. So sit back and listen. Tell your friends and neighbors that this is small-town, hometown, old-fashioned radio, just the way we like it, and we hope that you do too. Yeah, let's get started. Once again, I want to say hello to everybody. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories. We have a new show again tonight. We have Colleen Ray with us, and we're going to get some visiting and some music with her in just a minute or so. But first off, I just want to say hello to Eddie. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, good. Good to see you again. We've been together a lot lately. That's good. We had a few nice jobs here this last few weeks. We were in at the New Richmond Legion for the Fun Fest in New Richmond.
On that Saturday night, yep,
yeah,
that was
and
fun.
We were in Prairie Farm that following week, I believe it was.
Sunday for Prairie Days, yep, yeah, for the church service out there. You and I and Denny Armstrong?
Yep, yeah. So we were in Woodville last Friday night for the Music in the Park series. Yep. That was fun. Kenny Corona playing guitar with us. And
yep,
we did a funeral on Saturday for Rose Hovde.
Yep, and that was Buffalo Bob's.
Yep, yep. Bob Hovde, our drummer for many years in the past. His mother had passed away, 97. And hello, Colleen. That's where you and I met. Was at a funeral.
That's right.
How are you, Colleen?
That's funny when you think about it.
I know it.
Yeah, we did.
Yes. Yeah, you were asked to. I guess you were actually filling in for the vocalist at the church.
It was actually my sister. My sister Debbie O'Keefe sings for a lot of funerals.
Oh, okay, sure.
And she couldn't, so.
Yeah, and I was asked to do something. It was Harriet Meath, and she was my godmother.
Yeah.
And she told me, you know, a few years ago, I want you to sing something for my funeral. And I says, well, don't tell me, tell your family. She says, it's not going to do anything.
Right.
So anyhow, we got to meet you there.
And what a lady she was.
Oh,
now
my.
I know all about her. Wow.
Yeah.
What amazing.
Amazing woman, yeah. So, but we're going to have you do some music with us, but we always ask everybody, what got you started, Colleen? And again, this is Colleen Ray that we have with us tonight, folks. But what inspired you probably as a youngster?
Well, you know, I was born and raised on a farm. I'm a farm girl. Mm. And my whole family was music. My mom sang with my dad's sisters, and they all would do four-part harmony.
Oh.
And then my brother played accordion, and, you know, we just had music all the time. I had aunts from both sides that would play organ and sing, and so I was just always singing. Everybody
sure
had music around.
Yeah.
And then when I started singing, my very first real audience was the cows.
Oh.
That's serious.
Yeah.
They are good listeners.
Yeah.
They're really good listeners.
And they like music, don't they?
They do. They love it. They do.
Yes. I remember as a kid being in the barn with my uncle's farm. He always had old-time music going on AM radio in the I'm sure that's what he liked, but the cows, they give lots of milk.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, my dad and I, we used to, I'd go and change it to rock and roll, then he'd go change it back to old time. Then we'd change it back.
Oh,
so we had a round barn, though, which was kind of cool. So when they were in their stanchions, it was perfect. I was singing in the round, right?
just like you do now in a theater, right?
That's right.
Yes, and you're doing lots of theater work. We're going to talk about that. But we're going to have you sing a song here. And then we'll come back and talk about some of your upcoming shows and things you've done here. So
great.
So the first one, what you got there?
This is actually Down at the Twist and Shout. And I'm actually singing in a show at the Pierce County Fair.
Oh.
With Bobby Vandell and the Sunday of the Pierce County Fair. So here's a little preview.
And that's coming up this coming Sunday.
August 14th.
August 14th.
That's a Sunday.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah. All right.
In the key of A of all of the folks that are out there listening and want to play along with us.
Okay. Tonight and the moon is out, I want to head on over to the Twist and Shout. Found a two-step partner in a cagey beat. When it lifts you up, it's going to find my feet. Out in the middle of the big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, gonna beg for more. Gonna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. Well, I never have a wander down to New Orleans. I never have drifted down a bayou stream. But I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go. Down Highway 10 past Lafayette to Baton Rouge, I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner in a Cajun beat. When it lifts you up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of the big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, gonna beg for more. Gonna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. They got an alligator stew and a crawfish pie. Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Now living on the Delta's quite a show. They got a hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north it's a cold, cold rain. And there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says a Blue Soleil is coming into town, baby, let's go down. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner in a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of the big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, gonna beg for more. Gonna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got a lots of music and a lots of room. When they play that waltz from a 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll, and you learn to swing with the do-si-do. But you learn to love at the fado-do when you hear a little joke. Saturday night and the moon is out, I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout. Find a two-step partner in a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of the big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Gonna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. That's Colleen Ray singing that. That's fun. It's fun to get together and just couple flat top guitars and some voices, and that's
just hanging out.
Yeah. Going back to what you talked about when you started with music with your family, and then you went on to college and majored in music, is that right?
Yeah, majored in music. I only lasted a year and a half.
Sure, but you did some theater there too, some acting and whatever.
That's right. I stopped school because I was getting too many singing jobs, you know. Then I went, what the heck, I'm just going to go out and do it.
Sure.
Since then, and that's 57 years ago, well, 57 years since I started singing professionally.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Well, good for you. And you've traveled a lot and you're still very busy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I've got lots of shows going on. I do a lot of things in performing arts centers here and there, and I've written like 9, probably 10 now, original, you know, concerts, themes, you know, different themes that I have. And so there, I've got a nice little folder of shows I can do for people.
Sure, nice. I know the Patsy Cline show you were doing. Eddie actually saw you up in
St. Croix Falls years ago. Yeah.
Well, we did that right here. Right in Amory, we did that show.
At the old theater here?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes,
oh, the high school.
It was up at the high school.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
For that, and that was so great. It was fun to do that right here in Amory.
Yeah. Are you still actively doing that show?
Oh, yeah.
Patsy Cline?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to keep singing Patsy Cline?
I know. That's
a singer's songs. Those are. They're so great.
Oh, yes. And your children are very musical.
Yes. I have four kids, one of each. See, I waited for that. I waited for that. Come on, you guys. Yeah, I do. No, I have four kids, and all of them are professional musicians.
Yes.
All four of them are doing things, so it's just great.
Which daughter went to do the Judy Garland
That
tribute?
Is Jennifer Grimm.
Okay.
Yes.
I heard such good things about that.
We
were actually
fabulous.
In Grand Rapids, Michigan, about 2 weeks after the big show. We were just traveling in the Northwoods in Minnesota, went to the museum, the Judy Garland, heard about this, but mm-hmm. Got some good reports. Randy Sins, he's been a guest, he's a friend of ours. Eddie plays some music with him.
Played with him Monday night down in Altoona.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he was doing sound for that show for your daughter, but maybe he was mm-hmm. playing bass, and his wife is Sue.
Sue Orfield, yes.
Right,
so,
yep.
Fabulous,
yep.
Yeah, she was in it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. You know that the... that museum has officially endorsed her show as the show.
Oh, really?
For the museum.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, she's so good. So that's good. All my kids are actually as good as the other ones. I'm not kidding you. They're fabulous. Yeah.
One of your son plays piano very well.
Yeah, dueling pianos. That would be Trey Grimm.
Oh.
And then Reed Grimm was on American Idol. He made it up to number 13.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He did. Now, come on. That 100,000 people go audition for that back then. To make it up to 13, that's pretty good.
That's very good.
Yeah. It was the most stressful thing, though. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I mean, as a mother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Imagine what he went through and what you went through.
Yeah, no kidding. And then my daughter, Sophie, is a professional actress in Chicago.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you should. I'm sure you're very proud. That's.
Of course I am.
Yes. And How mom is not? Still out working.
That's right. Yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to quit.
Yeah.
I feel my voice is as good as it ever was.
Sure.
And I just enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, life is great. I mean, really. Healthy,
well,
that's what you got to have. Health and happiness, what
I know.
More is there?
That's right. I know at that funeral, they threw a song at you about 10 minutes before that you had never sang before.
Right.
And they're cramming. You say, I think I can do it. And you did it. You did it just fine. But so let's do another song there, Colleen. What do you want to?
Sure. Well, what do we got here? Yeah, we can
whatever.
Do... Maybe we should do, how about we do a Patsy Cline song?
There you go.
Let's do it, because, you know, I've been singing her stuff, and I really didn't know her stuff that much when I started singing at all, because I didn't listen to country music that much. I've been singing it since the 70s, though.
Mm.
So, but, you man, I read her life story.
Oh.
And then you really get an idea of her, and then you listen to her music and the heart that she puts into it. It's just so fabulous.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
No kidding, yeah.
And, you know, this song was written by Willie Nelson, you know?
Right, yeah.
Did you know what the original title was?
I don't think I did know that, no.
Oh, I got to do this, you guys. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Eddie, just play the beginning. I'm going to sing it for you people out there. For the original actual lyric that Willie Nelson wrote, and he took it to the guy that wrote I Fall to Pieces, and he said, you've got to change that to something else. He had to change the word to crazy. So I'm going to sing it with the actual first words. Give me that little... Stupid... I'm stupid for feeling. Oh, no, come on. Aren't we glad
you
changed?
Are you serious?
I am serious. I am so serious.
That's pretty good. Yeah. No, I had not heard that. Bob, did you ever hear that?
Nope.
That is a true story. He even when he plays it, he talks about it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
I talk about my biggest song, too.
Yeah, right. Oh, amazing.
I heard Willie say one time, he says, I'm a guitar player, or I'm not a guitar player, but I can play guitar. I'm not really a singer, but I can sing. He says, I am a songwriter.
Yes.
And he is a songwriter and a good singer and player too. But yes. That's his claim to fame, and absolutely.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're gonna.
Should we try it again? We are actually live on Facebook. The battery's getting low, but we'll be on for a while.
Oh, hi there. We're waving at Facebook over there. Hello.
Ready?
Yep.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why do I let myself worry? Wondering, what in the world did I do? Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying and crazy for trying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Self-worry, wondering, what in the world did I do? Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for crying and crazy for trying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
We have Colleen Ray here with us tonight. If you're just tuning in, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories, and Colleen Ray made the trip up here. And you live down in the Ellsworth area, is that correct?
Yes, I live in a suburb of Ellsworth.
Okay. Beldenville?
Yeah, right. Oh, okay. No, Hager City.
Hager City, okay.
Yeah, I was on a farm. So then I went to high school in Ellsworth, so that's really the closest town.
Sure.
I always tell people when they talk about driving anywhere, I said, I can drive. I have to go 10 miles to get a gallon of milk.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm used to it.
You're out Louise. Yeah, that's right. Nice. And you said your family, it was a family farm?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're
yeah.
at? Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
And, you know, my first band was actually with my brother, who lives right here in Amory.
Really?
Yeah, Dick Armbrister. Okay. He lives on the down South Shore down there. And actually, he and I just did not too long a little thing at Evergreen.
Really?
I did with him. Oh. Yeah, so it was really fun.
So he's still active with music?
Yeah, he stopped for a long time. Mm. But then since he's retired from 3M quite a few years ago,
sure.
He got back into the biz.
Oh.
And just, you know, we just have fun. It's a really great time.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had a chance to visit with him today, I bet, when you were up?
Yeah, actually, he's not in town today.
Oh, okay. I know so, you talked that you were going to maybe do that.
I was hoping I would, but he had to go to a grandkids game or something like that down in Montemita or whatever.
Yeah. I might try a song here. Or do you want to do yours first, Eddie?
No, you go right ahead. I'm just sitting
here. Okay, well, I haven't done this song.
I'm sitting over here in the no-stress corner.
Oh, okay. Yes,
yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see. It's called Keeper of the Stars. I was asked to put this together for a wedding in September, so I thought I'd give her a shot right now. Colleen, if you can help sing some harmony, Eddie, you too.
Hey, I'll try.
Yeah. Okay. It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand. Long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. I hold everything when I hold you in my arms. I've got all I'll ever need, thanks to the keeper of the stars. Soft moonlight on your face, oh how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. I hold everything when I hold you in my arms. I've got all I'll ever need, thanks to the keeper of the stars. It was no accident, finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. There we go.
Nice.
Well, thank you. Yes, thanks for singing along on that one.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was. You bet. Once again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1. We're in Amory, Wisconsin, live, and we
downtown,
do a live...
Downtown Amory?
Downtown, yep. And we do a live show once a month, but we have enough shows that they can do the rebroadcast around every Thursday night. So, and there's archives. You can probably, by noon tomorrow, your show will be on in our archives.
Wow.
So you can go listen to it and tell your whoever maybe misses it tonight, they can catch it then too. So, yeah. And you have got a pretty cool show coming up, the Adele show, is that?
Do you believe that?
Yeah, good for you.
That's right. I was rehearsing it today for like 3 hours, so I went, whoa, I forgot I was going to do all that singing, and then...
Yeah, we put you to work again, but yeah.
Oh, yes, it's quite the challenge. But you know what? In a way, it's kind of like singing Patsy Cline, because I do the whole Patsy Cline show. Mm. And because they both sing with such heart and such intention, so in that way, it's they're alike. Sure. But in other ways, they're so different.
Oh.
My gosh.
Yeah, well, that's pretty amazing. That's a lot of work for you to put all that together.
It is.
Yeah.
It's the hardest show I've ever had to do.
Right?
Yes.
When I met you at the church at this funeral, I think that just the next day or the day after, you were doing something at the Phipps in Hudson.
Yes, I was saying I have a show I do with I did it with the St. Croix Valley Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I put together a show. Actually, I got some wonderful sponsors to help me with my arrangements for a symphony. I mean, you got 60 pieces and a choir, by the way. backing up. I did songs like from I did Evergreen from A Star Is Born and Happy from Despicable Me 2, and The Way You Look Tonight, that was from Here Comes the Groom, and I think that was what that was from. No, it was from Swing Time. And, you know, all these songs that you've heard but maybe didn't know they were from movies, but we did a sing-along with I Just Called to Say I Love You. It was so fun. It was really good. And so we had that, you know, 60-piece symphony and a choir singing and the audience. It was
nice.
Wonderful.
That's good, so, yes.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing, like too much work. Sounds like stress to me.
Yeah. It was fun. Getting it together was a little stressful sometimes, but once you're up there doing it.
Once you get it rolling.
Yes.
Yeah, that's talking about stage fright. You know, I still have some of that, but usually after the first 3-4 minutes, I'm okay.
Me too.
But sometimes it comes back to you just got to fight through it. But
Yeah, this last Monday night I played with Randy Sins and John Lynch and some of the guys down in Altoona, and there was a lot of people there, and it was kind of throwing me for a loop thinking, man.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah.
Why don't you sing a song there, Eddie?
Okay, well, we're going to try something. I've actually done it live on the air in the morning sometimes when our realtors come in, and this is their theme song. So if you're listening to the station on Thursday mornings, about 8:15, is it, Bob?
Yep.
And Carrie Dean and Mark come in and talk to Dave Corbett. I think I'm getting close to being Dave Corbett's biggest fan for his show in the morning. It's just such a neat show.
I've heard so many good things about his show. He's got some real unique songs that the artist you may have heard of, but you never heard that artist do that song.
Yeah, he'll have so many different variations of the same song with different people. So here's their theme song that they have for their show. It's called Country Is in the key of C. Country is sitting on a back porch, listen to the whippoorwills late in the day. Country is minding your business, helping a stranger if he comes your way. Country is living in the city, knowing your people, knowing your kind. Country is,
country is
what you make it. Country is all in your mind. Country is working for a living, thinking your own thoughts, loving your town. Country is,
country is
teaching your children, find out what's right and stand your ground. country is having a good time. Listen to the music, singing your part.
Country is
walking in the moonlight. Country is all in your heart.
Very good. That's Eddie Schmidt. And that is the theme song with the...
For Carrie Dean and
Carrie Dean, yeah.
Mark and...
Mark Kopp
in the mornings there on Thursday mornings at 8:15. So we wanted to, I guess I wanted to do that for them guys.
Well,
so.
I know Kerry tunes us in. At least he.
Yeah, I bet you he's probably listening right now.
I hope he is. Yes.
Hope his head isn't getting bigger or anything.
No. Oh, and Colleen, you'd mentioned you're going to be at the fair in. Mm-hmm. And Eddie, you're going to be there too at the Pierce County Fair.
Yep, on the Friday around noon or 1 o'clock with the Eclectic Barn Boys down there again.
Yeah,
I love that name. That's a good name.
I just say Barn Boys. It's easier.
We didn't know for sure how to spell eclectic, so no. Luann and I had to look that up when we were posting it for Rough War.
And again, we have Colleen Ray here with us. If you're just tuning in, and it's Trigger Happy Memories here on a new show, a Thursday night show. And Colleen, do you have a favorite singer at all? I know you probably have sang so many different. Do you have any one favorite?
I just like so many. I actually don't. When I was starting to sing my formative years, I listened to like Barbra Streisand and Dusty Springfield and Roberta Flack and that kind of a Julie Andrews, you know, all that's where it did. But now I just have so many that I really love. I just, anybody that sings with heart, that's what's important to me. You're telling the story of the song. That's what I like.
Yeah, it's hard for me to pick one singer. I like Ricky Nelson. He's one of my favorites. And Michael Bublé, a newer guy, he's terrific.
He's great.
And, of course, George Strait and a lot of the great country singers. But it goes a little beyond that, too, with my thing. How about you, Eddie? You got a favorite singer besides me, of course.
Well, that's about all that's I can make. Just you. No.
Okay.
Well, there's so many. I think Vince Gill is just pretty much top notch for as high as he can sing and as beautiful as he can sing. Yeah, I guess he's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and he's a pretty good guitar player too.
Oh yeah, he does quite well, well in the old sixth string.
Yes, he does.
He even goes above the fifth fret, I think.
He does, huh?
But that's just showing off.
Is it on that harmony guitar he's got? Or?
I don't know.
That's an electric guitar he's playing, I think, isn't it?
I think so.
Anyhow, let's go back to some more music here. Colleen, you want to do something here for us?
Well, sure. I can do a song. When I put this song in the list that we were doing, I went, I didn't realize I'd be singing 3 hours of Adele.
Yeah.
And this is, Tammy Wynette wrote this. Did you know there's a Tammy Wynette and George Jones movie coming out?
No.
Yes.
I bet that's going to be good.
Yes, it's going to be fabulous. And they keep waiting for it to come out. I forgot. Jessica Chastain, she's going to play Tammy. She's famous. And then this, I forgot the guy's name that plays it, but it's looking really, really fabulous.
Oh, good,
Those guys, they had quite a career and quite a life together.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know it's going to be interesting.
Well, they lived fast, you know, and lived hard, but I went and we saw the Elvis movie. Have you seen that?
No, I want to see it so bad, though.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah,
it's worth seeing.
It.
Yep, it's, Anyhow, Tammy Wynette with a little Stand By Your Man.
I might have to stand up to sing this. Let me move the chair. This is hard to sing. This is a rangy song. That Tammy Wynette. How dare her.
Yeah. She could, yeah.
Right. Here you go, ladies. Ready? Sing along.
In the key of G. 2, 3, 4.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times. Doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him. Even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, be proud of him. 'Cause after all, he's just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to, and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man.
All right. Very nice.
I was afraid to sing it once again. I didn't know if I'd hit the notes.
Oh, you did just fine. This is live radio, and you just sometimes we just don't know if it's all going to work, but that one worked. That was
well,
very.
I was telling you about our live Facebook show that we do, my husband and I, over COVID, we started it.
Yeah.
109 shows we've done so far.
Gosh, good for you.
We started in the midst of COVID, and yeah, it's fun. It's great. We have a great time. Lots of songs. We do at least 10 songs a show, so that means we've done over 1,000 songs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, that's what keeps your voice.
That's right.
Keeps it going. You got to keep.
You got to use it. You'll lose it.
That's for sure.
That's right.
Yes. We're going to say hello to some folks here in a couple minutes, but maybe we'll do that right now.
You haven't got a list, have you, Mike?
I do, and I apologize. I can't put everybody on it, but we've got some of those faithful ones that listen to us, and we've got some with the internet. They can hear us in Montana and Arizona and whatever. So it's first say hello to my wife Debbie, Jim Loke from I think he's from the Amory Deer Park area. Listens to us. Eddie, did you ever know his son Jim Loke played guitar out in Richmond? I think he was back at Kurt's Guitar back in that era.
I think, I'm sure through the years.
Jim is listening, and we appreciate that, Jim. I see him over in Deer Park. Gary McIntyre's tuned in here. Dan and Beth Wall, and my buddy Putz is tuned in. Rodney Sather, Uncle Bob over here in town, and he's tuning in here. Jim Bjorkman from Sunburst, Montana. We mentioned Carrie Dean earlier. We hope Carrie's tuned in. Shirley Halliburton, Edna Bjorkman, Nick and Diane from Santan Valley. They're friends of ours out in Arizona. And they're sitting around their pool probably right now listening to us. So Tom and Connie from Arizona, and Tom's cousin Dewey, he's out in North Dakota. Renee Butler, Gary Lubick, and I guess I'll quit at that. Is that enough?
that's enough. No, I just want to say hi quick to cousin Char out in the truck. He's probably somewhere halfway between the cities and Fargo. My wife Joanne, Al and Ann, our neighbors, and their daughter, and a bunch more of their family listen in. Brian Jevning, that I used to work with, the Cactus Cousins, Greg Wheeler, and probably some of the Barn Boys are listening. And I got to say hi to the Seawells next door. I think there's a big party going on next door on Saturday.
Saturday?
And don't bring a thing.
Just show up.
Just show up. I think all weekend they've got a big family reunion and party going on.
So we'll make up some maps for all of our friends and make sure they get there, right?
Yep. So, Colleen, who you got some folks you'd like to say hi to?
Well, I've got a million of them here.
Right?
Anybody that might be. I'm going to actually tell my audience from the Sunday show when we do it that they'll be watching it. And just, I have people from Ireland that watch. That would be Carrie Oberg, a fantastic Irish singer. She moved from Hager City over to Ireland. And is singing over there. And we just have great, the whole family. And my husband Dominic, of course, he's down there. He's Italian. he cooks Italian food. Like you said. Oh, yeah. Well, you're Irish, though, right?
I'm Irish.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Totally Irish. Yes. But, yeah, folks, you know, just hi to everybody. I just love everyone. Yeah, what the heck?
That's right, yes. I just want to tell people, too, if they want to know more about you. It was so easy. I went to Google, and I put in your name. Yeah. And it came up, and then there was your bio was there, and I read through some of that, so I had a little bit of idea what I'd heard your name a number of times on some of those shows that you were doing locally, and
mm-hmm.
but it was fun to read through that, so I suggest people, and your schedule is on there, and just a lot of information. It's a very nice website.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. Thanks. And reading through it, you had did some music in Las Vegas at one time, is that right?
Oh, a lot. We performed in Las Vegas and Atlantic City regularly for about several years, and did a lot of TV, you know, New York and
sure.
wherever, Philadelphia. Just, I mean, we were on the road straight for 18 years.
Wow.
So it was fun, though. And the kids were with us.
Oh,
they were homeschooled
okay.
on the road.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was wild, but it was really fun.
Oh.
It was fun, and I enjoyed it. We'd sing six nights a week. Do you believe that? Six nights a week back in the day. Two shows a night.
What did you travel in? A station wagon or?
Everybody had their own.
Okay.
The whole band came with us,
sure.
but everybody had their own cars because we'd
yep.
be at places for like 2 weeks to a month.
Okay.
You know, like for instance, we play at the Wisconsin Dells for 8 weeks in a row.
Mm.
And then we'd go out to, you know, we're down at Chula Vista, we used to play at.
Okay.
Back down there. So, yeah. Or we'd be at Caesar's Palace up in the Poconos, or then we'd be over at, out in Vegas, the Tropicana for at least a month because, you know, you're traveling.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun. You got to see all different kinds of, you know, people, museums, landscapes, family, every place you went to because we'd return.
Oh, yeah.
So it was just great.
And your kids were performing with you at that time, too? Or
no, they would just, they basically sing with us at holidays, you
okay.
know, family stuff. And then towards the end, they sang a little more because they were older.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, we can go on to some more singing here. You all ready for another tune here?
Sure.
What have we got? We got
the. Yeah. The first time I sang the song was just last week, so that's why I wanted to do it.
Oh, today. This is Jolene, is it?
Yeah. I was out in South Dakota singing at the Corvette rally at the Black Hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I get around.
Yes, you do. You're busy. You're a busy gal. Yes.
Yeah.
And this is in C-sharp minor for those that are playing along
okay.
at home tonight.
So that's four up from the big end then, Eddie? Then you do the minor thing? Is that what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two, three, four.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. Oh, he's the only one for me, Jolene. I'd have to have this talk with you.
My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my name. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you came. Jolene.
Good job. That's very nice. Yes.
That's a story.
Yeah.
She's good at writing stories.
She's, yeah. She's an amazing person. She's been so generous with so many people and whatever. But again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1, Trigger Happy Memories. We have Colleen Ray. We are honored that you took the time to come up here.
I am honored to be here. Yeah. I love it.
It was like I say, meeting you at a funeral. It's a, but whatever. We... Eddie, you got anything there?
For the 5 years of all the folks, I mean, we still keep realizing and remembering more friends and stuff that we've met through the years, and we've been awful lucky to have so many great people come in and sing and play. And so it's been quite a ride for these 5 years.
Yes, it has. It's been terrific.
Well,
yeah.
Being here, I've actually never listened to one of your shows before, but now I'm going to the archives. Yeah. I'm gonna dig deep.
Well,
you guys.
Go ahead.
No, you're so much. You're just so nice. Why I can see why people want it. Plus, you're good.
Well, thank you.
That's
very
great.
Much. Yeah, you know, we talked about all the different types of music that you have sang. You did a bunch of jazz years ago as a jazz singer, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, I sing with big bands yet and
do
that. I was just up at a place in Crooners up in the cities. It's a fabulous place if you haven't been there, singing jazz standards. And I do that. I do Sirens of the 60s. Mm. I have a, you know, at one time it was a Roy Orbison show and Linda Ronstadt music.
Oh.
And now an Adele show coming up. And then at the Pierce County Fair, all country music with Bobby Vandell, country duets, hits, and more.
Hmm.
Sunday at the Pierce County Fair will be there. Come out there and see it.
Yeah, I think I will. Bobby, what's his name?
Bobby Vandell.
Vandell.
Yeah, he's from the cities area.
Okay. Does he have a full group with him? Or?
Well, yeah, we have a full group. We have four-piece band, some of the best players ever, you know, up there. Joe Savage plays steel guitar, and you know Joe, right?
Joe's killer, man.
Oh, they're great.
He's the ace in town.
Oh, yeah, and Bobby has his own show. Like, he does a lot of Merle Haggard music and Real Men of Country show. So between he and I, we bring it on.
Oh, well, that's good. Good for you, yes. We asked you earlier what inspired you as a young girl. What keeps you inspired?
Because I love it.
Okay.
I absolutely love it. I'm so thrilled that at my age, after 57 years of singing professionally, my voice is as good, if not better, than it was before. It fills my life.
Sure.
It fills my life. I love people. I love performing. And I love learning new things. And so, like doing this Adele show, what a challenge. But I'm kind of proud of myself for taking up the challenge and doing it,
absolutely.
You know?
Well, it's kind of like me when I had to play the tuba last Saturday at the church.
Always brings up the tuba, Bob.
There we go.
They actually wanted a polka for the last song at this funeral that we did.
Oh, sure.
And so Bob says, can you bring your tuba? I said, absolutely. I never turned down a chance to play the tuba. So Eddie brought a saxophone, and we did a polka. It was
nice.
Fun. We had Bob playing drums, my brother John playing guitar. So that was a lot of fun. But we're starting to wind down. Do we want to try to do another song? Sure, you want to do it?
If we got time, I'm always up for singing, that's for sure.
Walking After Midnight, is that one, Daddy? What else did you have?
Yeah, that one.
Can try
something?
That one?
Good. Do you guys do the modulation in it? No, we'll just stay in the same key.
We'll just, hopefully we'll end up in the same room, right?
Arrangements While You Wait. Here we go. Yeah. I like it. We're going to do it.
And C?
C, okay.
I thought it was B to C.
B to C.
Yeah. See if what happens here.
I don't know if I can play in B. Yeah,
that might be C, might be. Wait. See? It's always good.
Okay, so we're going to go B. Two.
Here we go.
Ooh, bluesy. I go on walking after midnight out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I go on walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I go on walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow crying on its pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, the night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go on a walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a walking after midnight, searching for me.
Very good. Yes, that's Come
Sorry,
Marie.
I missed the modulation.
Like we said before, this is live radio. And we got about 3 minutes to go. We want to thank you, Colleen, for coming up and doing this with
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
And hopefully we'll cross paths besides funerals. We can find you somewhere at the
Well, we're at that age.
Yeah, I know. Yes. There was a retired guy a few years ago. I said, what are you doing when you're retired? He says, oh, I'm so busy. I said, what are you doing? Going to the doctor and going to funerals. Right. We're busy all the time. And we want to thank Bob Zonk again, too, for...
Yes.
For engineering for us. Eddie, thank you. And
we got it's pretty nice summer going on with the weather right now, and a lot of music in the parks going on between in Amory. They have their Wednesday nights and then the big stuff on Friday nights once a month. And I think I'm even going to be down here with Rex Cactus on one of the Wednesdays in August, so we'll be down for that.
And Trigger Happy will be in New Richmond at the Heritage Center for their Music in the Park
on
August
17th,
yes,
of August. Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people asking about that. So.
Yeah.
That's always a fun show, and a lot of people sitting around on that hill, and it's a neat place to play.
Yeah. So we're gonna wind up here. Do you want to do a little something on your guitar or your steel for a minute or so? We'll get out of
here.
We're
getting awful close here. Well, let's try a. And Charlie, a little no teardrops tonight.
Okay. Steel guitar. And again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back next Thursday with a rebroadcast. Never quite sure which one they're going to play, but we'll we'll let Luann figure that out.
I'll be helping. I help Luann actually do that now. So we go on the computer and we look at what number show we did the last time and just grab the next one and throw it in there. So.
And Colleen Ray, you, like I said before, you can go to, just go to Google, put your name in there.
Yeah, it's two L's and two E's.
Yep, and R A Y E.
Yes.
Yes, and it'll come up, and there's so much information. It's just really well done. So
a lot of videos, a lot of recordings, and on YouTube too. You can just look Colleen Ray YouTube.
Oh.
If Colin Ray doesn't come up, that little
yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.